When you've had as many lovers as I have, a certain blurring becomes inevitable. This one merges into that. A she becomes a he, and the he blends into the blobby mass of everybody. But some do stand out, eventually becoming the white thumb in the black palm, the albino in the beam of the flashlight. Marie was like that. I guess it was her innocence that set her apart. I don't normally hold innocence in such high esteem. Everybody has it, and everybody loses it. And sometimes it's my job to hasten that loss. As one might expect, coming to grips with the real me, as opposed to the dream me, is an inevitable step in most of my encounters. There's always a slight period of disillusionment, but they eventually get over it, or not, whatever. But Marie, we were standing in the kitchen, and it was almost like she melted. One moment she was staring at me with a look of confusion, and in an instant, she was lying at my feet on the floor. As you can imagine, the drama thing really doesn't work on me, but this was different. I stood there looking at her until, hesitantly reaching out, I watched her eyes as they followed my arm and moved over towards the stove. She had the oddest expression, and then, staring at the oven door, she began to talk about the cow, the old brown cow, and the day the cow died. And then she began to blubber like a baby, like that goddamn cow was her pet bunny and fucking Charles Manson had just bit its head off. It really freaked me out. I think about her all the time. We